Hello again, folks. Sorry for posting so much poetry today, but I want to share one more with you that I wrote. I do recall writing this. I wrote it back in the summer of 2001. I didn't actually think I had it anymore, so I was very happy to come across it just now. This one is of a totally different style from the last one. This is in free verse, whereas the last one I posted was in Spenserian rhyme. Also, this poem may give you some insight into how I tick, if you really want to know, that is. So here we go. A quiet moment. This house knows love, sometimes stunted in poor soil, but still there, wrapping its bright wings around the world. This house knows solitude, singing to itself on a lonely afternoon where only the morning doves linger on the white polyanthus. This house knows togetherness, comforting as a warm cup of cocoa on a frosty evening. And this house knows pain, but doesn't need to hide it away. I stand in the bedroom for the last time, boxes piled around me, goodbyes plainly written on their faces, and want to hold them tight, hold in the love that's all around me. But it's not for me, alien to this family, only a friend passing through. So I steal away to find a quiet moment, leaving the pleasant chatter, the rattle of pans in the sink, the avid discussion of bikes in the garage, the swaggering contentment after a hearty meal, the soft waffling of a sleeping dog, the last-minute plans of schemes and dreams of things to come. To the harp, its nylon strings an adventure for the fingers, and a comfort to the soul. To the harp, to find a sense of peace and belonging. To the harp I take my weary feet, and though my fingers often fumble, and though I know but little technique, it's all I need to find the solace that music always brings to an aching heart.